We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had an excellent weekend, enjoyed watching some basketball, maybe got to relax a little bit. I don't know. Maybe you spent 13 hours driving to and from Gainesville, Florida. That's what some of us did, but it was great. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good. Andy Barker, as you said, it was an eventful weekend. Hopefully everybody had a really good weekend. Weather was cooperating and everything. I know you had to go down to Gainesville with your family and all those different things, which, I mean, obviously that Friday after the show you left, and I can only imagine how that was dealing with the traffic and everything. I got an opportunity, thanks to the people over at Cheetah, me and Abe, I got a chance to do some hosting and everything, you know, as far as getting ready for the tournament, which is, we had a good time, really fun. Got a chance to see all my partners that came out. So that was a good time. But yeah, dog, I'm talking about leaving. Just imagine you leaving. I left like around 5:30 to go home.
Yeah.
And it took me an hour and a half
yes.
to get from Midtown to Miles.
So luckily, a lot of listeners had given me the traffic advice.
Yes.
You know, like, hey, avoid this spot, right. Do this, that, whatever. And that all came in handy when we finally got to the freeway. But it was getting from in town
right.
to the freeway.
Right.
That, and, you know, Google's always like, hey, we got an update that could save you 6 minutes. It's like, well, we're driving for 5.5 hours.
Right.
Like, I appreciate your 6 minutes, but like, get us to the freeway the fastest. And then once we get there, we can probably make up some of that time.
Right.
But yeah, no, it was pretty dicey out there. And then the weather was bad and all that stuff. But anyway, we got there safe. We got back. Everybody had a good weekend and did what we needed to do down there. So all is well. And thanks to everybody who hit me up on Friday about the well wishes. It was a beautiful funeral service. When you live as long as Uncle Billy did.
91 years.
91 years. And you married to your love of your life for 65 years.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Complete life.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Complete life.
So anyway, but yeah, great weekend in the NCAA tournament. We spent a lot of Friday talking about the Oakland upset. Damn, Yale went out there and upset Auburn on Friday as well.
I'm like, that. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Auburn.
Come on, Auburn.
You guys aren't going to really.
Come on, man.
Are you? No, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I guess we're just going to lose the. It would, congratulations to Yale.
Yeah, man.
And then they got smoked last night. So it kind of, like, the upsets were fun in the first round.
They always are.
The cream rose to the top in mm-hmm. the second round. You've got each of the top eight seeds, and seven of them didn't even have to hardly break a sweat to get there.
Yeah.
There was some good games in the second round for sure, but the truly elite teams in college basketball kind of laid the hammer down on Saturday and Sunday, and I think the Sweet 16 is going to be really
good. Well, I mean, the lowest seed, or however you want to say it, is an 11, and they're the ACC champion.
Right.
You know, then you right. got, obviously, you got six in Clemson, but you got all the ones, the twos, three, four, all those different
Even,
things.
I mean, Gonzaga, look, they're just, in there, just stamp know. Them to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And so, man. I mean, it's nine straight years
yeah.
they've done that.
And so you get it to a point where, you know, you want to see these people. You want to see the top teams, I should say, the top brands and everything like that. And you got a chance to see that. I mean, you said some exciting games.
Sure.
The Houston A&M game's crazy.
Didn't seemed like it was going to be.
Yeah.
And then Houston decided they were going to stop playing with 2 minutes to go, and A&M, man, that was crazy.
That was crazy. And he said, we talked about Clemson, they held on. Mm-hmm. You know, they got close, but, I mean, if you can't make your free throws, Baylor, you can't. They missed eight straight free throws or something?
And it was, like, guys that are good free throw shooters that have played in big games.
Yeah, man.
Like, that was surprising for Baylor.
But, I mean, then you saw other teams, you saw Duke just go out there just like, okay. Mm-hmm. Enough playing around.
Yep.
You saw Purdue and their big. He dominated
UConn.
The game. UConn dominated the game, and so that's what you. But you were. You, that's what you. If you're a sponsor, whatever. That's what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what you call it, real chalky right now. That's what you want to see. These your number ones and number two seeds in there. It's always fun to have one of those teams in, but usually you look at it from a standpoint they got no chance. Like, I remember that year Wichita was not Wichita. Was it Wichita State? Whatever it was. And they had that opportunity to play Florida, I think it was, and missed it at the buzzer or something like that. But, yeah, it was a good weekend to watch some college basketball. And, again, UConn's coach, he's fiery.
Yeah.
He's real fiery. And, you know, I know I was hearing about, you know, they needed more teams that were from the Big East in the tournament and everything. You see why and all those different things. And I don't ever want to pray like, oh, yeah, he has a point. I don't want to say that, you know. Earn your way in. Now, I know they got all these metrics that I have no clue what the hell these metrics mean or whatever, when you make your selections and everything. But, I mean, they're just a battle-tested, we're going to go kick your ass type team. That's why I wouldn't be surprised if they won it again.
Nope, I don't think anyone would. As the tournament comes around, you try to talk yourself into other options, right? It's like, all right, UConn did it last year. Yep. Can they really do that again? Teams don't go back-to-back all that often. Like, somebody's got to jump up and get them. And then they go out there in the first two games. It's like, oh, yeah, no, that's why. That's why people are picking them, because they dominate and they cover and they blow teams out and they're really talented. And who knows? Maybe they will do it again. And then Dan Hurley is in a category with not very many, certainly not very many active in college basketball, but honestly not very many in the last handful of decades in college basketball. Guys just don't win multiple national championships. You do that, you're one of the best.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the way that it is. Yeah. Like, you say what you want about Dan Hurley. Like, they win back-to-back national championships. He's got as many national championships as Rick Pitino.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
That's
more,
crazy.
He has more than
John Calipari.
Yes, that's what I was saying. More than him. And so, I mean, which one is he? Is he older or – I was curious if he's older or younger than Bobby.
I think he's younger.
You're younger than Bobby. Okay.
But I don't know, man. No. Those guys, they all look
just alike.
They all look like they could be any age.
Yes.
Like, well, how old even is Dan Hurley? 51. He could be anywhere between 45 and 65.
Right, right. I mean, but yeah, I mean, they just, you know, when you talk about winning, especially in today's.
Oh, he's 1 year younger.
1 year younger.
One year younger than
in today's, with the transfer portal and the NIL. Like, kids, like, I can't believe they opened up the transfer portal before the tournament. Like, really? Like, I don't know, because you would think that some of these kids that are on teams right now that are actively playing, teams are actively still alive, these kids have already decided that, okay, I'm going to go in the portal, but yet I'm going to hang on this ride for as long as possible, you know? And so I just, you know, in all college sport, they got to figure out something to do with this transfer portal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One time a year.
Yeah, I mean.
And, you know, I don't know. But hopefully they figure it out, but because the way that it's going right now is a little bit messy.
Yeah.
Who's the guy in watching games? Because obviously we watch a ton of games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Watch as many as you could. I know not everybody can sit there and watch every game. Some folks can, some folks can't. But, like, watching all the games and probably getting a chance to see all of the teams that have advanced to the Sweet 16, who's the guy that's the most college basketball player of the players that are – you know what I mean? Because, like, you look at these and a lot of times it's like, how's he going to translate to the pros?
Right.
That's not what I mean. I don't mean the guy that's going to have the guy that is absolutely, like, quintessentially college basketball player out of the dictionary of the teams that are left. Because I got two options to choose from for me.
I'm going to go with Purdue's big.
Yep, that's one of them. Yep, Zach Edey is absolutely just the prime example of what success in college basketball looks like, which there's nothing wrong with.
No,
I know people are going to be like, well, he won't even play in the NBA. So what? He's not in the NBA right
now.
It's
not his job.
He's trying to win a national championship for Purdue, and he's the back-to-back Naismith Player of the Year. So he's doing what he's supposed to do right now, and he stayed probably longer than he otherwise would have for a couple of different reasons. NIL helps, but also he wasn't going to get drafted high because the game has changed.
Right.
20 years ago, that guy's a lottery pick.
Yeah, that's why I was curious when we talked this morning. I was just looking at him, just how dominant that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're like, damn. And then I always forget his name. We talked about on Friday, that grown-ass man from North Carolina. Uncle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Baycott. Armando Baycott.
Uncle Baycott.
Yeah, Uncle Baycott.
Yeah, Uncle Baycott.
him, but my guy was going to be Tyler Kolek, the point guard from Marquette.
Okay.
Just a little white, left-handed, like, wouldn't even get drafted first at the YMCA.
Right.
And still somehow going out there and dropping 21 and 11 and taking his team to the Sweet 16. And, like, there's just, like, only in college basketball can a guy like that be a hero in the postseason and take his team to the next level of the tournament like he has. Like, you're right. He's probably not going to be a big-time player in the NBA. So what? He's trying to win games in March, and he did. They beat Colorado. Colorado maybe has the number one pick in the NBA draft next
year. Which is weird.
I wouldn't even have known who he was from watching that game had I not looked at mock drafts and been like, oh, that's the guy on Colorado I'm supposed to pay attention to? All right. And then you do because you know who he is. And right. It's like, well, that guy's like the fourth best player on Colorado, and Colorado's a 10 seed.
But what do we look at it? How does the NBA usually work?
Right, yeah. It's measurable.
You're like measurable.
It's totally measurable.
And like, oh. He don't even, and that's one of those things where you always look at. He don't even start for his own team. How the hell is he going to be a starter in the NBA?
Could you potentially be referencing something that happened here locally?
Dude, I was acting. That's all I kept saying. I was like, this dude don't even start at North Carolina. The hell you mean you got
measurables.
The quintessential point guard?
Measurables.
That I don't know if he wanted to come here or not, but hell, what's the difference? Know. Draft him.
Yeah,
he didn't even start at North Carolina.
No, he's a sixth man though.
I know it don't always matter because Devin Booker didn't start at Kentucky and all those.
That's
guys.
True.
But Chris Paul was sitting right there.
Kinda everybody knew Chris Paul was going to be good.
Yeah.
Everybody knew. And look at that.
Marvin had a nice career.
He had a nice career.
He had a nice career. So but I don't want to take nothing.
It was definitely, yeah, you definitely thought about it like that. Anyway, great weekend. Sweet 16 is going to be awesome. Apparently it was a tough weekend for Vegas, but doesn't that mean that's a good weekend for the bettors?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, okay, sometimes the house doesn't win. Like that.
I mean, they got plenty of bread.
They'll be fine. Speaking of that, Shohei Ohtani is going to speak today. We'll let you know what he says at some point, whenever he speaks and whatever he says. Yeah, one thing I know for sure, there'll be a new translator.
Yes.
Somebody new translating what he says today. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Snaps left corner, Hefner for 3. No! Rebound Hefner, kick to Taylor, 3 ball. He lost it on the way up, floated mid lane. It's waved off. He misses and Houston holds on. The 1 seed to the brink goes to overtime after blowing a 13-point lead and holds on 100-95.
Yeah, Houston had to hold their breath at the end to get that one. I mean, like you heard, it sounded like they were going to do what the other number one seeds did and number two seeds for the most part, handle their business all the way to the Sweet 16. They had Texas A&M dead, and then Texas A&M didn't give up. It was pretty fun to kind of to see what Texas A&M did at the end of that game, too, because you know how when a team is just frantic with 20 seconds left or whatever.
Yes.
They got a foul. They got free throws. They started doing that with 2.5 minutes left. I don't know why teams don't do that more.
Right.
Like, if it's in that sort of part of the game and you're down and it's your season, why not go to that mode? And they did. I didn't realize Buzz Williams was their coach. I didn't realize he was there. He was at Marquette all those years. Marquette did the Sweet 16 as well. Shaka Smart.
Shaka just coached Fade. His ass off.
I didn't realize he hadn't been to the Sweet 16 since VCU.
Damn, he didn't go with Texas?
No. Really? Like, because he was like the hottest of hot coaches
but it just seemed like a minute. It just seemed like.
And then finally back.
It seemed like his fit was more Marquette than
way
Texas.
More,
it
way just more. Really basketball did. School. Yeah, got to be at a basketball school.
You're absolutely correct. But I think the one thing with Houston, he's got them Rough Riders, man.
Yeah, they're tough,
they
man.
They got some damn Rough Riders over there, dog. And, they are, and the biggest thing with
them is
that they're going to get some of their guys are going to get a little bit more healthier with this time off. And as they get ready to make this run. And who they got coming to Duke? Is that Duke?
Illinois. No. Illinois is Iowa State.
What a great game that was. Iowa State found a way to win.
Yep.
I mean, when you look at you said earlier, the chalky part about it is all the ones, all the twos, most of the threes, lowest seed, 11th seed, and that's NC State.
They do have Duke. You're right.
They have NC State, and they're the damn ACC champions.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, tournament champions.
ACC tournament champions.
Yeah.
They were 20 and 14.
Yeah.
But still, in the regular season.
Still,
no, who cares? It's great. Still. It's great. I think they're kind of if you want to call it Cinderella, they're the ACC tournament champions.
That's what I'm saying. But they can't call them a Cinderella.
But they got the guy that everyone loves to watch. And
yes.
We talked about him like a month and a half ago when you and I both randomly tuned into the NC State Duke game and it was like, who's that left tackle they got playing center? DJ Burns. He's Zach Randolph reincarnated.
Yes, he is.
He's left-handed and everything and just giant. Dude, and
he was struggling at the end, though, to get him down the court.
He was exhausted.
Yeah, I was like, come on, big dog.
Yeah, man.
Come on, big dog, get down the court. But, that's why I say I can't call it NC State. Like, if it was NC State, like when Jimmy Valvano was the coach, because you remember that daggone, that run, and they won the championship when he was at NC State and everything like that. Like, even though they weren't an 11th seed, that seemed more like a Cinderella than this. But,
yeah.
I would say that. If they win it.
But they're the only ones that I would consider a Cinderella at this point.
Okay.
Obviously, they're the highest seed. I mean, Clemson just has no basketball history.
Yeah.
So, they feel a bit Cinderella-ish, but you called it.
Yeah.
Now who's your friend's son, by the way?
No, it's Brandy. Brandy went to Georgia. Chase is her son, and then our other boys. I forgot her other son transferred it too. Dylan transferred.
Okay.
I forgot he was there, but she has two boys on the team. Chase yesterday was awesome.
Okay.
Scored 20 yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Point guard and everything. I mean, but that was the only reason I picked Clemson. I'm not saying I had no insight or nothing to it.
Of course.
Yeah, that's
so
the
what?
Only, that's the only reason. Hell, I picked Auburn.
Well, you picked it.
I picked Auburn.
Nobody picked Yale except for Mark from the Coca-Cola Fantasy League.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only guy that picked
him. Some crow. Man, you don't kiss my
what happened?
Hey, where should we send Randy's crow? I don't eat crow.
You picked Auburn?
Because I picked Auburn?
Oh.
How the hell?
I think everybody picked Auburn pretty much. Again, except for Mark. Shout out to Mark. Yale grad. Very proud.
Good for him.
On Friday night. Yeah. They win that game. They got smoked last night.
They got their ass.
They sure looked like Yale last night.
They sure did. So you keep your crow with you.
He didn't tweet it, did he? He wouldn't have been him.
I don't know.
I don't think so. He would have just texted me directly and said, hey, tell Randy.
I told you about
that's where he's at. That's where he's at. You can graduate to that level if you work hard enough.
You work hard enough, you can get a direct text line to Andy.
You go from DMs, dudes in the DMs, and there's still lots of them.
Uh-huh.
And you're welcome. All the dudes are welcome in the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
No ladies, just dudes.
Right.
And then if that happens, we'll kind of start going back and forth. Then maybe we meet. Who knows? Maybe you're in a fantasy league. Maybe you're like Magic Fred, and I just, I want to make sure Magic Fred's okay.
Here?
Huh?
Did you like I'm curious how the number gets out outside of the whole fantasy thing because you're doing that and y'all do the group chat and all that.
Yeah.
How does the random Andy give out your number to random people work?
It's all different types.
Is he like, oh, let me get your number? Or is it
sometimes.
Here's my number?
No, I've never just voluntarily said, hey, here's my number, hit me up.
Right.
But yeah, sometimes if there's enough of a back and forth, hey man.
You can still text.
That's true. We can just DM.
Right.
We can just DM.
Right. Right.
But no, I mean, you. Like I said, there's levels to it, right?
Yeah,
some people just tweet at you publicly.
Right.
Some people DM you.
Right.
And if you really stick with it, you work hard. usually it's if like you are like a plumber and we have some plumbing work that needs done.
Right.
Or you're like you own a fence company and we need a fence built.
Right.
Or
right,
if
right.
you're you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like cause a lot of the housework that we've had done has been people that listen to the show. Because if you're out there doing that anyway and we need it done, you're listening to me do work. I might as well
Is there anything
listen to you
it,
do
but
work.
It's always like work related, right? It ain't no random. Just checking on you.
Golf.
Golf, like
dude.
That.
Like, if you offer me free golf, there's a pretty good chance I'll give you my phone
number. Okay. All right. Just checking.
I'm not complicated. I'm not a complicated man.
you're really open. Need
work done. Need free golf. Those are the things that we need.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear Quinn Snyder talking about the Hawks being injured?
I mean, don't we know that? Do it's easy to tell us?
Well, we're going
to
hear it. Here it is.
It's always good to see a team grow. I know the road trip, the results weren't necessarily what you want, but Bo comes back and he's out. We lost Jalen. You know, obviously Trey's been out. So we had a lot of guys on our bench that have been working.
Who the hell plays for Charlotte?
Well, not very many people right now. Miles Bridges is back.
They beat the absolute hell.
They beat him by 40.
40 points?
Yep.
This Hawks team beat a team by 40.
Yep. Brandon Miller's pretty good.
He is.
Rookie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they beat a team, this Hawks team, mm-hmm. this same injured team that Coach Quinn was talking about.
Yeah.
Beat a team by 40 points.
Yeah. Who started Veet Krejci, and Bogey was starting, obviously.
Bruno
Capella,
Fernando,
who's on one leg.
Bruno Fernando
had 25 points.
And dunked all over somebody.
Yeah, ruined a guy's life.
Just dunked
Bruno
all
Fernando
over guy.
Ruined a guy's life on
yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
No, Bruno Fernando and Garrison Matthews
mm-hmm.
combined for 45
that's
points
growth.
Off the bench.
That's growth, man. You're building that
I thought you were going to say that's gross.
Yeah.
And it is gross. Like, Charlotte should be – but they're a horrible basketball team.
Yeah.
But that's
anyway. Where's their best player at? The Melo boy.
Hanging out.
He's still hurt?
He's always hurt.
Yeah.
Always hurt.
Yeah, somehow.
He was not hurt just long enough for them to give him a max contract.
Yeah.
Now he's got a max contract. Good
yeah.
for Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's fitting. Fitting for Charlotte.
Yeah.
the story that I'm hoping to hear this week is an update on Trae Young's health.
Because by the time, isn't it?
It was February 25th mm-hmm. when he went down.
Okay.
They said they'd reevaluate him in 4 weeks. Today is March 25th.
Okay.
That's 4 weeks plus a little bit. So hopefully we'll find out something as far as that goes. You know, the season's pretty much over. There's only about 10 games
right.
left. So hopefully we find out about Trae and maybe he can rejoin the team and, I don't know, get hot in the play. It's play-in season.
It's play-in season.
Nobody's got a better play-in record historically than the Atlanta Hawks.
And to me, it seems like it's going to be a play-in type situation. I don't know if I'm the Hawks, do I bring my franchise player back to play in the play-in? No.
I do.
No.
I do.
No.
What else? Why not?
Because
that's where you are. You're playing.
I understand that, but I mean, I just.
Trey Ball's in the play-in.
He does. But I still want to play.
It's where he thrives.
Yeah,
I don't know how we made it until 11:31 before saying this news, because this is really the most trending story of the week, of the month, probably. Jesse Chavez is a Brave again.
We knew that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was
maybe
not,
that's because we just knew it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, that was why. It was a top priority.
Does he suck on purpose when he goes to other teams?
I don't know, man. I just don't know. I just think it's a comfortability, and it's a place where Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves already know he's going to be back. He's going to be back. Obviously, they had to release a fan favorite in Charlie
Culberson.
Yeah, Charlie. He's Charlie.
He's Charlie.
Yeah, he's Charlie.
He's Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. There's only one Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie is.
Give you five or six every fifth day.
Yeah, exactly.
Charlie Culberson was trying to make the team as a relief pitcher,
yeah.
and I guess it seems like he probably won't now. Because Jesse Chavez was re-signed to a minor league contract after getting released by the White Sox
last
week.
Yes, which are
the
Braves. The Southside Braves.
You can't make the White Sox bullpen. He's doing this on purpose. He has to be.
Then my thing is like, why y'all keep letting him go?
I don't know, just to mess with other
just
teams.
To mess with
I don't
them.
Know what it is.
Right now, and I don't see a 40-year-old body, that's for sure.
Yeah, man.
Just deploying him to other franchises just to try to submarine him from the inside. And then they release him, and then they bring him back so they can gather information.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fact-finding mission.
Is Tony La Russa still there? Who's their manager? Yeah, he's gone.
He's been gone.
Yeah, he got fired.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's over there right
now.
Other Braves. Like, just tell us, Jesse, how are they doing?
Yeah.
How are they looking in spring?
Oh, my goodness. But, hey.
He's a spy. He's the Braves spy.
That and everything like that. The other one we were talking, you were talking about in the break, Shohei Ohtani is going to speak today. I don't know if they have a time yet, what time he's going to speak, but I'm interested, you know, because that's his partner, man.
Yeah.
That's his partner, Bunk.
Yeah, the translator was more than a translator.
Yeah,
that guy's like his brother,
yeah, that's
pretty
his
much.
Partner right there.
So, just full under the bus? Like, throw him completely under the bus and blame everything on him publicly today? Or, I mean, because he's had almost a week, not quite a week, but almost a week to figure out what he's going to say
today.
You don't go out there unprepared. Like, he's going to have to – he's got a plan for what
he's
going to say.
I wonder if he's going to take questions or he's just going to read a statement.
Yeah, you have to take questions, right? Like, if it's just a statement, yeah. Like, that looks so bad.
Yeah.
You're right. You don't have to.
Yeah.
He could do whatever he wants.
Yeah, but Dave Roberts said it was his idea to go out there and go out there and meet with the media. I'm just curious how it's going to start and what is going to be admitted. Not even a mission, just what is going to be said about his partner, how long this is going on, if he had any knowledge. I'm just curious.
I don't know. I doubt he'll say anything like too real today, probably, but who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody asks a great question and he can't help but answer it. I don't know. Oh, Georgia, by the way, beat Wake Forest in the NIT.
Woo, baby, there we go.
On to the quarters.
There we go. How many, what's that? Where are they playing?
They got Ohio State next.
There we go. Bring it on, Buckeyes.
Who I hear Ohio State very good since they fired their head coach.
Yeah, that don't matter. We'll beat them down just like we beat their ass down over there at Mercedes.
Hawks in the play-in and Georgia in the NIT.
Yeah, baby.
It's hard to beat them.
Yeah, baby.
It's hard to beat them.
Yeah, big win. On the road at Wake? We know how intimidating Wake can be.
No, dude, that's an upset. Like, Georgia's basically the Cinderella of the NIT.
We are. No one, don't sleep on us, Andy.
When's the last time you took your wife's breath away?
I said good morning this morning.
Okay. Well, I took my wife's breath away yesterday, and it wasn't great. I'll tell you why.
Oh,
coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to more Andy and Randy.
Andy and Randy.
Yeah!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I just want to rock. Body of the yacht.
Damn. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Damn.
Midday show with Andy and Randy. Thanks for being with us on a Monday morning. 20 minutes away from the NFL, though. Huddle. A quick shout out to Bobby and his wife, Erica. They are celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday to her. They're down in the Bahamas.
Nice.
Look like some hollowed out pineapple drinks.
Yeah, man.
Very fancy.
Get your drink on,
looking at the beach.
Good for y'all.
That's something that, you know, if you surprised your wife with that, maybe that would take her breath away. Like, wow.
You taking Ashley on a trip?
Nope. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. So let me just start by asking this. Like, when in your marriage, in your life with your wife, does she make this sound? Like that.
Well.
Right? Sometimes.
Well.
Right?
Well.
Sure. Okay. Right. But like maybe it's a physical thing that happened. Maybe you said something so romantic and so suave that you took her breath away.
Yeah.
Maybe you surprised her with something. Right? Whatever. But like it's something that normally would be.
Yeah. Like if I'm out and get in the yard doing work with no shirt on, she likes that size.
Okay.
She likes the sweaty Randy.
But just like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would be the normal length of that sort of breath in, of like losing your breath like that?
Like
how long would that normally take? Just if you can do it.
7-8 seconds?
That's really long.
Yeah.
That's really long.
Okay.
But that's related to you being, right, that's her man, all that kind of stuff. I had that happen yesterday. We were driving back from Gainesville, and we had been stopped at some gas station to get gas, whatever. I'm flipping through Instagram and, oh, look at that. The Savannah Bananas put something up there that's kind of cool that they did because they've always got some sort of event going.
Right.
And one of our cousins had been a dancer for the Savannah Bananas. I don't remember what they call it, but she's in high school, whatever. They do like cheerleading for the Bananas.
Right.
And my mother-in-law said, oh, I don't think she's is she doing that this year? And my wife was like, I'm not sure. We were talking to her mom, whatever. And I was like, oh, I'll tell you one thing that happened with Savannah Bananas.
Uh-huh.
Knowing, I knew what I was walking into, but I didn't know exactly what the reaction was going to be. And boy, was it just unacceptable.
Okay.
Jeff Francoeur played for them over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, oh, Jeff Francoeur had an at-bat for the Savannah Bananas. And her reaction was as if she saw, you know, like something like that, like something so special had happened. And I was like, damn. I haven't taken your breath away like that romantically. But Jeff Francoeur taking an at-bat for the Savannah Bananas. And I was like,
I know you, man.
I'm driving.
I know,
I'm mad.
I know you.
I was like, don't even waste your time looking at the video. He swung at the first pitch and got out.
I know you.
Like he always does.
I know you.
And you know what she said to that? She was like, oh, that's. Jeff always swings at the first pitch. And I was like, shut up! Stop saying stuff like that,
man,
about Jeff Francoeur.
Dude. That's your fault.
It is.
I walked right into it. Do not mention that man's name.
I know.
All right? Don't even say Jeff. Do you know any Jeff?
No other Jeffs are allowed in our lives.
Yeah, you can't say. Don't say Jeff.
I know.
Because even if you
who the hell's Jeff?
Even if you're talking about another Jeff, maybe like Jeffrey, the damn ice cream man.
Yeah,
she's
Jeff.
Gonna
maybe
automatically
I mentioned.
Think
I listened
that.
To Jeff Teague's podcast, and she was like Jeff, and then Jeff. All of a sudden Jeff thoughts.
Don't say
her
that
mind.
Damn word around her.
I know,
man.
It was an outrage.
Because you drive 10 and 2. Were your knuckles white?
I had to go just one on top. I had to just go one on top. Got out of the right lane for a couple seconds.
Damn,
just
dog.
To air out some of my frustration.
You was out the right lane?
Occasionally. You know, you got to pass every once in a while. You got to pass a semi-truck or something like that.
How many times did you get in the left lane down there and back? What was the longest
not
you would
many
in?
Times. Not many times. Because most of it was three lanes. So I'm kind of in the middle lane.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And then if I have to pass a tractor trailer or whatever, I really would prefer not to. But if I have to, I'll pass them and get by them. On the way down there, it was pouring down rain.
Right.
So it was just survive. On the way back, I'll be honest. I probably went about 75 miles an hour most of the way.
Damn.
So I was pretty proud of myself.
That's all right. Right.
Yeah. I was going five over. Now everybody else is going 90.
Right,
and
right.
Speeding
right,
past
right,
me
right.
and honking at me like I'm a jerk. But that's why I stay to the right.
Right.
You don't have
sense.
To if I'm over there doing that,
right.
That's on you if you're over there wanting to go 90.
Right.
Like you
gotta
be over there doing
right.
90. Okay?
Okay.
I'm over here in the right lane minding my own business. Having my wife overreact to Jeff Francoeur news.
Dude, she took a long sigh.
It was the longest
inhale. Like
that I've ever heard.
Like, how old was she when she had his cake? No, she didn't have just cake.
No, she had, that was a sentence. She had, for her sweet 16 party,
so,
she had Nick Green
that's
on
what
her
it was.
Cake.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so
I remember I met him, and I couldn't wait to tell him. I was like, my wife had your face on her cake when she was 16.
I remember that conversation.
He was like, that's crazy, really? And
but,
I was like, yeah, take a selfie
so
with
she,
me. Send it to her.
Like, 60-year-old sweet 16, Ashley?
Yeah. Mm. I was like, damn. It's like, and it's just, all he did was play a game for the Savannah Bananas. You know what I mean? It's not like he wished her a happy birthday or something on Instagram. Nothing specific to her. It was just Jeff Francoeur did something, and that was the reaction.
Damn, dog.
Sorry. Someday.
I'm sorry.
Someday I'll have that spot in her heart, but
Hey, dog. She got two bunkers, man.
I was hoping with him leaving the broadcast booth, we wouldn't have to deal with any of this nonsense anymore.
No,
but
man.
He's still out there.
Yeah, dog.
Still out there. He's being charming.
Damn.
Everybody loves him.
My bad, dog.
Yeah.
I would
That was my fault. I brought it up.
Yeah.
I brought it up.
That's okay, but that's all right. I'm sorry, man. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. And you saw the picture she texted me.
Yes.
The Braves polo.
Yeah.
Like he
maybe
would wear.
Maybe she's...
We're going to cosplay when I get home. Here.
That does look like a broadcast.
Put on this broadcast polo
like
and tuck it in.
That does look like a broadcast polo on a day game,
tuck
dog.
It in. Pretend you're talking to Brandon Godden, okay?
That does look like a day game polo
it
right
does.
There.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so that's
dog.
What she's going to have me try it on when I get home. Here, put this bag over your head. Put this polo on.
Damn, dog.
Yep.
Yeah, you bought that on yourself. But you can't say, you can never say Jeff again.
No, that name's banned at our house.
Yeah, man. Everything about Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whether it's J-E-F-F or G-E-O-F-F, however you spell it,
Jeff
it's banned.
Yeah, Jeff Coat. Jeff Coat, you can't say that.
Last name Jeff Coat's out.
Yeah.
Jeffries.
So you can't watch Fresh Prince no more?
Nope. Jeffrey the Butler. Sorry. I like Martin better anyway. Put it on. There's no Jeffries on that show.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's on you, dog.
Yeah, it is.
That's on
Alshon
you,
Jeffrey. Can't that's talk on. About him at the house.
Yeah,
none of
dog.
Them.
Damn, man. Yeah. I'd have felt a certain type of way, though. If she would have...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because most of this is tongue-in-cheek. We're having a good time.
Right.
But it was a very long inhale. I was like, it's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? Like, is that, like that, because I've told her big, surprising news before.
Right. Baby, I got a raise.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
she was like hyperventilating. Breath was gone. She was breathless, as if she was at altitude off
damn,
that news.
Dog.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's okay.
Yep.
It's all right.
It's
you still her man?
Still
you
her still, man. What
that, what's
for
that?
Now, until he shows
my
up.
My wife said
the door.
That one of them, that song, with the clip of me, my man, whatever the hell that song is. You her man.
Yep.
Yeah, she got two of your bunker kids.
That's right.
All right.
Who knows? Maybe a third one's on the way.
You never know,
I
dog.
Go home and put that Braves shirt on today. What if we named him Jeff? No!
Oh,
can't name him that. What's his middle name? Just to make sure we're clear on
dog.
That one, too.
That polo looks just like,
Braden. We're good.
It does.
No one's gonna be named that in my family.
Yeah,
it does. It looks like a broadcast.
It
polo.
It does look like a broadcast polo.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all I had for this segment. You guys got anything else?
I'm
speechless now.
Yeah, that's okay. It takes a big man to like, because your wife don't want no damn Jeff Francoeur. She wants Andy Bunker. You know that, right?
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. I think that's where she, yeah. I mean, I think she's happy for the most part.
Yeah, you're a good man. You're a good man.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Yeah, no, I know that.
You're a good man.
I know that.
And Jeff's a cool guy. We're just having fun. He's a really cool cat.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, he's a really cool cat. So
all he did was like play baseball good and be handsome, on TV.
He's a cool ass dude.
Not his fault.
Yeah, he's a cool ass dude. But
his name's banned at the house.
Yeah, well, there's no more. Yeah. Hell, if I were you, I wouldn't even watch Braves games no more.
Well, he's not broadcasting anymore.
I don't care.
You CJ, what's his name? CJ Nitkowski? That guy handsome? Good.
I don't care, dog.
Abe and Bobo said no. I know I don't have to worry about Brandon Godden. No.
Here's your thing. Oh, damn.
No, I'm good on that one.
But I can see you doing this, though. Like her, he's not as good as Jeff.
Is going to say that.
Yes, so don't watch no Braves game with your wife.
Yeah, right. That's all we do. She's the biggest Braves fan in the world.
You better figure something
out. One of the main reasons she wanted to live in Atlanta when she grew up was because of the Braves.
Do they not have like a Spanish broadcast?
Oh, I bet they do.
Televised?
We could learn Spanish.
Yeah,
we
dog.
Broaden our horizons.
Yeah, dog. Because I can see that right there. Oh, he's not as good as Jeff. And then there it is. Brought him back into the circle.
Yep. Then he's right back in the mind, which is where you don't want him. Last place I want him.
Hey, it's okay, dog.
Yeah.
It's okay. You got me.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you, Randy. I'll try not to take your breath away anytime before the end of the show. We'll come back. We will get to an NFL no huddle. Deion Sanders had some interesting comments that have people pretty fired up over the weekend about what next year's draft might look like as it relates to his son. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.